From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Explosions are being reported at a Houston area chemical plant that lost power after flooding from Hurricane Harvey. The Houston Chronicle reports two explosions and black smoke coming from the Arkema plant early Thursday. A spokeswoman for the plant said late Wednesday that the flooded facility had lost power and backup generators as well amid flooding, leaving it without refrigeration for chemicals that become volatile as the temperature rises. Meanwhile, thousands of people have been rescued from the raging floods from Houston to eastern Texas, and countless others await the arrival of the military or Good Samaritans to bring them to safety.
We thought we lost him. He went quiet. And so we were screaming and hollering at him, And we really thought we lost him. But he hollered out. He'd grabbed some vines on a tree.
FEMA says it has begun the process of issuing vouchers to get people out of shelters and into hotels. Houston's mayor, Sylvester Turner, applauded the federal assistance while urging others in charge to keep the plight of the storm's victims a top priority.
We all have to operate with a strong sense of urgency, not just at the beginning, but all the way through to the end. People are not just going to assess and evaluate us on how we started. People are going to evaluate us on how we ended this.
Damages from Hurricane Harvey are expected to mount into the tens of billions of dollars. Monsoons, meanwhile, have flooded parts of India this week, adding to the toll of a season that has killed more than 1,200 people across South Asia. Pakistan is also seeing heavy rains, as storms were expected to cross the country for several days. Bangladesh and Nepal have also experienced severe flooding. This is VOA. Iraq's prime minister has declared victory over the Islamic State group in the city of Tal Afar and the entire province of Nineveh. Quote, "Our happiness is complete, victory has arrived, and the province of Nineveh is now entirely in the hands of our forces," unquote, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said in a statement. The U.S.-led coalition congratulated Iraqi forces but warned that dangerous work remains to remove explosive devices and find any IS fighters in hiding. President Donald Trump on Wednesday tweeted that the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking, he said in the tweet, is not the answer. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Yung Lee said Mr. Trump may have a point.
It is the fact. The U.S. between 1995 and 2008, according to the Congressional Research Service, has provided North Korea with over $1.3 billion in aid, consisting mostly of food and fuel aid.
However, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, meeting with his South Korean counterpart, repeated that the international community is not yet done with diplomacy. Meanwhile, Japan said it favors a new UN Security Council resolution following this week's ballistic missile tests by Pyongyang over Japan. North Korean diplomat Ju Yong-chol insisted his government has the right to self-defense and warned against further sanctions or pressure on his government.
If the U.S. fails to act with discretion and persists in its reckless attempts to stifle the DPRK, we DPRK will not hesitate to take further tougher countermeasures.
North Korea said Tuesday's launch was intended to counter U.S.-South Korean military exercises. The U.S. Defense Department Wednesday acknowledged there are more U.S. troops in Afghanistan than the official level of 8,400. Dana Smith is a Pentagon spokesperson.
This is not an announcement of a troop increase. We are simply being more transparent about the way we communicate America's military commitment in Afghanistan while still protecting sensitive information.
The Pentagon says it has about 11,000 troops in the South Asian nation. Meanwhile, the actual numbers of U.S. troops in Syria and Iraq remain under review. The United Nations Wednesday charged Venezuela's security forces with committing widespread human rights violations in crushing anti-government protests. It warned that democracy is barely alive in the South American country. And U.S. government regulators have approved the first treatment that genetically engineers a patient's own immune system to fight leukemia. It's touted as the first cell therapy approved anywhere in the world. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.